Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Block on WCLK. I'm WCLK Public Affairs producer Rob Maynard. Coming up at the bottom of the hour on our CAU Now segment, we'll be joined by Clark Atlanta University Interim Vice President for Institutional Advancement and University Relations, easy for me to say, Teresa Long Pascal. It's currently 50 degrees at the Atlanta University Center in Atlanta's historic West End. Today will be the nicer day of the weekend with a high of 74 degrees and only a slight chance of rain. It will be rainy and colder on Sunday. First up this morning, we're joined by three gentlemen representing Project Smarten Up, a solution-focused social event coming up March the 29th at the Georgia World Congress Center, hosted by none other than Tavis Smiley, who you hear every Saturday morning right here on WCLK. And we're joined this morning by Eli Martin III. Good morning, Eli.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. And we're also joined by Justin Hempstead. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. And Seth Brown, are you there with me?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
All right. Well, thank you so much, all of you, for getting up at an early hour, oh dark 30, to talk about the Smarten Up event, which is coming up next Saturday afternoon at the Georgia World Congress Center. Can you tell me what Smarten Up is all about?
Okay, so basically, Smarten Up is a response to a need, or shall I say, a desire to be more proactive in our communities. How oftentimes we find our people, when I say people, community, are more reactive to a lot of issues, whether it be, you know, Trayvon Martin, Sean Bell, Fruitvale Station, however you feel about that is your opinion. But oftentimes we find that people are reactive to these situations. We have a certain momentum, and then it just wanes. Project Smarten Up serves as a solution-focused. When I say solution-focused, how can we solve these problems and be more proactive in our communities rather than reactive by learning our policies that are put in place, learning about education, learning about our political system in a means to help facilitate a better society?
Well, and whether we're talking about Marietta's Jordan Davis, who was killed for playing music in his car in a convenience store parking lot, or Trayvon,
yes,
Oscar Grant, situations like that, these situations bubble up, they outrage the community, and then they kind of disappear. The media gets bored and moves on.
Exactly.
And we try to talk a lot on WCLK when we have an opportunity about the issues impacting young black men in this society. And you gentlemen, all educated, I don't want to say privileged, but relative to a lot of kids. So, I mean, what they sometimes say is with privilege comes responsibility. So it sounds to me like you're kind of taking on some of this responsibility. This event is coming up next Saturday, March the 29th, at the Georgia World Congress Center. Justin, could you tell me, people that attend this event, what can they look forward to being a part of?
They can look forward to being a part of a movement. This movement is going to impact the community more from a motivational standpoint, not that they go back and say, oh, well, we sat around all day and spoke about problems. We're going to give them solutions. How do you go back into your communities and actually change them? Is it starting an organization? Is it going to go vote? Is it going out to council meetings and meeting with the local politicians in the community? What is it that needs to be done in order to make change?
Maybe even something as simple as getting a trash bag and walking down the street and filling it up and throwing it away.
Very true.
Little things can make a difference sometimes. Now, Eli, you and Justin, you guys are past college and making your way in the world. Seth, you're a student here at the AUC, isn't that right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And where do you attend?
I attend Morehouse College.
All right. A Morehouse man in the house. what moved you, Seth, to be a part of Smarten Up?
Well, anytime you see blood still being spilled because of your color, anytime you find that there are still divisions among you because of I don't subscribe to any labels, but there are different demographic types of labels that we just by default we have to be identified by. Anytime you find that those are still recurrent issues that we have in today's time, it's definitely a call to action. It's definitely a time for you to wake up and understand that there are still situations that need to be addressed that have not yet been rectified. There are deep-seated issues within people that need to be brought forward and talked about. So the first way to do it is through a discussion, and hopefully on March 29th we can bring that discussion to life and present solutions.
We talk from time to time. Kiplin Primus does a program called The Local Take on WCLK, and Kiplin talks a lot about the school-to-prison pipeline.
Yes.
And how that is a very real situation where you have African-American students who get suspended and expelled from public schools at significantly higher numbers than other members of the population. And I actually saw something this week where African-American students in pre-K are actually being
tested,
suspended and expelled at higher numbers from the rest of the population. Obviously, as someone who listens to Tavis Smiley every weekend, I know his passion about these issues. Justin, could you talk a little bit about your relationship with Tavis Smiley and why Tavis feels like it's important to be in Atlanta next Saturday afternoon at the Georgia World Congress Center?
Sure. Tavis Smiley and I, we have a different type of relationship. I was privileged as a teenager at the age of 14 to be a part of his Youth to Leaders program. It's a foundation that was begun back in 1999 to raise awareness among young people to create them. They're the leaders of tomorrow. So he gave us the state, the principles that we needed to follow, going back to our respective communities to start organizations to be able to change the community. So, you know, looking back now, almost 14 years later, and I'm still a part of his organization, I now serve as a mentor to some of the students. He has a conference each summer out at UCLA for about a week. And it's for youth development and training young people how to be leaders. And so I go out to serve in that capacity, as well as I sit on his board of directors for his foundation. So when I presented this opportunity to him, he jumped at it because this is something he's very passionate about. How do we go about changing what's going on, not just talking about it? And so Tavis Smiley, he seemed to be the perfect fit to be able to host an event of this magnitude.
And of course, Tavis has had his controversial moments in the community. He spoke up early and often about aspects of the president's administration that he thought were falling short with regards to some of these goals that we're talking about here today. But he's not afraid to speak some truth to power. For somebody that's interested in attending the Smarten Up conference coming up next Saturday afternoon, the 29th at 1 p.m. at the Georgia World Congress Center, how can they find out more information about this event?
Well, you can check us out on our social media at Facebook. Just type in Project Smarten Up, and that's Smarten Up, S-M-A-R-T, but instead of I-N, just N, capital N, up. And you can type it in on Facebook. You can find out further information and details about everything you need to know about the event in terms of the description and any further info.
Smarten Up. Eli, not too long ago, you were a Clark Atlanta University student.
That's right.
Probably walking up and down the promenade on a Thursday, deciding whether or not to buy one of either the live turtle or the new T-shirt from one of the vendors, and living the college life. And I guess you're kind of past that now. What makes you passionate about trying to organize people like this?
Well, actually, I've been passionate about it for a while, but I just, oftentimes, you know, people want to do a lot of things in the community, but they just don't know how to do it. And I think it takes an increase in cohesiveness. I met Mr. Hempstead, or Justin, at Tavis Smiley's Youth to Leaders as well. I was a chaperone, and just communicating with this brother is just such an empowering thing to find somebody who has a like mind, like yourself, who wants to make a difference in the community.
Yeah.
We always have been talking about ways on how we could do this, do that, better our community. And, you know, once we got to a certain point, we're like, you know what? We have all these resources, all these people that we know. Why not just put that together and start something? Let's evolve from what we've learned from Tavis and do something. Let's not let wait another year to go to Youth the Leaders to try to feel proactive and feel like an activist. Let's do something now. We have these resources. Let's make it happen. So we actually talked to Tavis last summer during Youth the Leaders personally, and he was just, you know, anytime, brother, you need some help, let us know. And it should be duly noted that he gave us an honorarium for this. That's how passionate he is about doing this event for us.
Well, and there's no question that we live in an era of massive and growing inequality. So if you're going to try and argue for social justice or make changes, you're not going to have the financial capital to make it happen. But what we do potentially have is the human capital
exactly.
to make it yes. happen.
Investment in people.
The collaboration between different kinds of people, income levels, communities, zip codes that can come together. We're talking this morning on Community Focus on the Public Affairs Block on WCLK. You just heard from Eli Martin III. We're also talking with Justin Hempstead and Seth Brown. Seth, you are a Morehouse man. Obviously, there is an amazing history of social activism
yes,
coming
sir.
Out of Morehouse
yes,
College. So I assume at some level, if you go to Morehouse, you're kind of called to do this kind of thing. What's sparked your interest in social activism?
Well, the legacy of Morehouse College is such that you have a Dr. King, you have a Howard Thurman, you have a Benjamin Elijah Mays, all of these great leaders and figures that have done things historically to change the
That's
world,
right.
to change their environment, community, or wherever they found themselves positioned. And it is only right for you to continue that legacy by picking up the mantle where they left off and doing something great. There is a quote that we live in. Modeled ourselves by at Morehouse College is that Morehouse holds a crown above her students' head that they must grow tall enough to wear. And the process of growing and development is engaging and involving yourself with things like this and understanding the need to continue to do so because though you may not find that racism or any type of situation in which there are stereotypes or biases or prejudice against a certain group of people, regardless of color, whatever label they are, there are different things in the world that need to be addressed, fixed, corrected, and rectified so that those that will come after will have a better quality of life. There will not be economic exploitation. There won't be racial profiling. There won't be situations where people are killed because of their music. Your music is not indicative of who you are. It's something Amen. That you've chose to listen to. Or it could be something you're flipping through in the radio and it came up. So I hope no one is going to be fired at because of what we're talking about and they're listening to it on the radio right now.
Well, you know, and I'll... You know, I'm getting older now, so I'll admit if somebody drives by with the car thumping, I'm like, oh, turn that down. But it's like
yes.
I might get a little aggravated, but
yes.
it seems like we live in an environment where, well, then carry a gun and shoot it out.
Yes.
Look no further than the Georgia legislature this week who have made it easier for people to carry guns in this state.
That's right.
Just about any place they would like to go. So I guess one question I have, and anybody can speak to this, but if and I hope you have a great turnout for Tavis, and I hope Smarten Up is a big hit to the degree that it can be. This is next Saturday, 1 o'clock, Georgia World Congress Center. You can look for Smarten Up on Facebook,
correct.
That'll give you the information
right.
you need. But again, everybody will get together, have this event. Everybody's going to feel good, be fired up.
Yes.
But then the next day and the week after that, what do people need to do?
That's a great question. And that is actually what me and Justin have been talking about for the longest time. What do we do after Smarten Up? What happens? We want this thing to evolve. We want this thing to be bigger than just a one-hit wonder. We want the continuity. Justin himself teaches a financial literacy course for the public and the community to help our youth out. We have an Atlanta chapter here that is a branch of Tavis Smiley's Foundation that we do things in the community to help out. So Smarten Up will not die. We'll keep posting, you know, events throughout, you know, whether they're big or small, to keep the momentum going and not let it die.
Well, it sounds like a great event, and, you know, I would encourage all of you gentlemen to follow up with us and let us know how it went. And, you know, would love to have you come back some morning bright and early and
thank you.
Maybe talk about how down the line at some point that maybe there was a seed sown at this event that led to some activism that put some boots on the ground, maybe in Valdosta, where we've had just a weird murder down there of a young man that nothing seems to add up about, or anywhere across the state where people are being bashed because of their race or their gender or anything else. Any particular issues before we head out here that you think you'll be talking about at this meeting that people might be able to focus on between now and next Saturday at the World Congress Center?
Well, we'll definitely be focusing on how do we go about changing the laws that are set up to harm people. So whether that be the Stand Your Ground law or a law that says your health care, because you don't make a certain income, you're not afforded health care. Now, we've seen this on the federal level, but some states, they've taken it a bit further and, you know, they've restricted the state.
We're living in one.
Yes, very true, very true. So we have people from all around the country that will be at this event. A state representative from Pennsylvania, Jordan Harris, he will be a panelist, so he can speak to the situations as he sees them from just Pennsylvania. So it's not limited to just Georgia. This is a national movement that we plan to start.
Yes,
you know?
It is. Well, and the trouble is, you know, we can sit around all day long amongst people that we agree with and agree with each other.
Very true.
And talk about how right we are. But it's until you go and try to change somebody's heart who disagrees with you. And barring that, show up with a few thousand people saying this will not stand. To me, that's when things are likely to change. And that's what we saw. We've seen some of it. But I'm curious, do you see a day coming where there are going to be thousands of people in the street demanding change the way that we saw in the halcyon days of the civil rights movement?
That's exactly what we plan to start, a movement very similar. You know, the civil rights movement, it was led by young people. The three of us, we are young people leading this movement, and we feel if we can get enough people motivated to stand for change, we can impact the country and the world the same way.
Yes.
Eli, final words from you?
Well, yes. First off, I just want to say thank you to Jazz of the City for allowing us to be a part of this movement. We'd also like to just address that we do have our panelists that are going to be on the panel. We have Jordan Harris, as Justin pointed out earlier, who is a House of Representatives from Pennsylvania. We have Attorney Danielle Warwick, and she's a lawyer. We have Ms. Zakiya, who's an educator from New York. We have Johnny Gordon, who is running for commissioner of Fulton County. We have Seth Brown, student at Morehouse, and Brianna Wilkerson at Spelman. And we also like to thank our sponsors, Project South, who is our fiscal sponsor, a huge activism in the community. And we'd also like to thank Family Ties and, you know, anybody else who has supported us throughout the movement. Thank you.
And that is Smart N Up. Smart the letter N Up on Facebook. Seth Brown, final word from you?
Yes, sir. I will just say in closing that it is a great opportunity to work with these bright and forward-thinking individuals, because it makes you, outside of your efforts with Smarten Up, do things in casual conversation and wherever you find yourself in this world. Because the common denominator between us all is not that we're African-American, not that we're male or female, but it is that we're human. And if we see that as the common denominator, then it will be less likely that we will infringe or trespass against another, because we understand that we're all mutually connected to one another. And ultimately, I find that the efforts of this organization are so great because they understand that change cannot come into effect if it's subordinated by your comforts. You've got to make people uncomfortable in order to understand that something must be done today, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, now, at this moment, this decisive time in history, to say that we're going to stand against Stand Your Ground. We're going to stand against senseless killings and senseless violence. So I'm thankful and glad to be a part of such a great movement that is going to leave a mark in this world.
Nothing gets changed unless you get out of your comfort
zone. That's correct.
Justin, final word from you?
I would like to just, you know, say that we look forward to this movement. We look forward to everyone who's going to come out and support us. The doors do open at 12 p.m., So we would advise anyone to get there. The event will start at 1 p.m. and it is open to the public. So anyone and everyone is invited to come out and support this event.
Again, that is the Smarten Up solution-focused discussion centered toward conquering social injustice within the community. Your host will be Tavis Smiley. That is next Saturday, March 29th at 1 p.m. You can follow him on Facebook at Smarten Up. Our guests this morning have been Eli Martin III, Justin Hipstead, and Seth Brown. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.